We're holding in the Shlishis in the Akbole, the Hodar Kiblu of the Mea Chashveyosh. Tonight it starts the Shlishis in the Akbole, the special Achone, the Hodar Kiblu of the Mea Chashveyosh. The Kabbalah Satira that Klal Yisrael did in Purim, Kimu v'Kiblu HaYehudim, Kimu ma shekiblu kvar chazal darshan. This is the Kabbalah Satira Shebaal Peh. We spoke already that the first chalik of the Avodah of Purim is to believe that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, to mekabel the din shomayim be'ahava, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, He cares about us. All the nisyonos, everything with His heart, and just to make us better people, to give us nisyonos to get more schar, to get our attention, like we explained. We spoke about Chaya Vinishni Besume Bepuraye, the Toiva Meitiv, the wine. I want to go maybe to the next level of the Avodah of Purim. It's brought down in the Sforim. Chayav inishli besume bepuraya ad elo yoda ben oru homon lebaruch mordechai. So we spoke. The yayin, everything bad is good, so another asbol. A person has a kid. He loves his kid. It's over the special a lot of times. We said it for a different chaylik, but say it again just to be mamchish the nekuda. That was once a kid in Eretz Yisrael, was teenagers, they were going in Shabbos in the car, Le'aleinu. They stopped in the gas station. And they tried to borrow a phone. They borrowed a phone from the worker. And they drove away with the phone. The guy jumped, tried to stop it. They ran, he jumped out of the car. They drove. They speeded, he fell off the car. He fought on his life, and after the day he died. And the whole media was very busy. Like, you know, it's as low as becoming like America. You could kill for a phone. And they interviewed the mother of the boy that was driving the car. What do you think about your son killing someone for a phone? She said she's really sorry, you know, she feels very bad, she's asking the chilin. But she wants to explain. My son cannot even kill a fly. Never. If he would see someone killing a fly, he would vomit. It's very sensitive. Just understand he was in the car. And the guy near him grabbed the phone. The guy don't drive, so he drove a little bit. The guy jumped, he didn't know what to do, he started to stop. I told him, hey, don't be a baby. No drive, what are you scared? You're a baby, 5 years old. He drove a little bit more and he stopped again. He told him, you're a baby? He davened, he prayed that the guy would leave the car. And the guy didn't leave the car. He told him, no, drive, no, you're a baby. You know the pressure when 14 teenagers squeeze another guy, and make, hey, a baby. He couldn't help himself. And he drove. And the guy died. No one had what to answer. And what she said is true. But before I told you that, you told the guy it's disgusting. And now, you know it's disgusting, but you understand him. Who is the one that figured out? The mother. Because she loves her son. And a natural love. So it's not that she's smart and she figured it out. She sees straight. Every time when I get in trouble, yeah, that happens often. I know who loves me and who doesn't love me. The one that loves me, understand me. He didn't mean, he didn't say. The ones that don't like me, till then I win and then again they go out of the house. Yeah? But what is the pshat? Someone loves, he sees the good. The guy says, no love. The respect. But when there's a question, the respect goes off. This is the mitzvahs. The avodah of Purim is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu without understanding Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman. Hashem wants the leif. It's once, the derech klal in Yiddishkeit, everything is secular, seichel. No babyish. We mature. The religion is very mature. Very book-wise. And Purim is a day that the Ava has to go up, that we're close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we drink, and when we drunk, and we don't know Aruch Haman or Baruch Mordechai, we say Baruch Mordechai. There's no upshot what we spoke last night. Ade lo yoda ben Aruch Haman or Baruch Mordechai, but that he says Baruch Mordechai. He's shikr and he speaks in learning, and then he starts to cry and make shpriyot. Yeah? That he's shikr and he says Baruch Mordechai. He has to libisume ade lo yoda ben Aruch Haman leBaruch Mordechai. He has to drink till he doesn't know if it's Aruch Haman leBaruch Mordechai. Hitaki doesn't know if Aruch Haman leBaruch Mordechai. But when he doesn't know if Aruch Haman leBaruch Mordechai, and he feels Baruch Mordechai, because it's coming from inside. And a lot of people understand that they have to sit in there day and night. But the Maisa inside, it will be up to them. They would hope to have a wedding with a brother every second day. They would love if it would be a decision that this man has to finish 2 weeks earlier. You will never see them cry. Those ones, this man is dear, they would say their mamish chazak chazak. Yeah? But they would hope to wake up and the calendar moved somehow. Instead of moving the clock, they would move the weeks. Yeah? Why? They're not holding there yet. Kol hakavod to them. They're learning, they keep starting, they come in time. No some zman by them. Kol hakavod. Purim HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael Ahava. He showed them not an Ahava of 1 second. If the whole time the things are going wrong, he showed them where he's planning good. The whole time things are going wrong, he showed them how things are going good. This is what he showed them. So pitam they realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. Even when they did chatoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesevev the dvorim, that Klal Yisrael will be saved. When Klal Yisrael realized that, they came to that emunah of Bayoim. Now, the problem is that when a person believes that Hashem loves him and Hashem cares about him, but he's not planning to do what Hashem wants him to do, so it's fake. If you love somebody, you want to do what he wants you to do. If you feel so close to Hashem, why are you not sitting in there? When Klal Yisrael, Chazal tell us, I want to explain it, we'll try a little bit. Klal Yisrael and Maimed al Sinai said, Naase v'nishma. Uskofo alem harki gigis, v'nepshutri v'ne ma'aral. I know they realize, this is the right thing to do. Hashem wrote it. You don't want to be burned in Gehenem. This is your choice. If you don't come to Seder, you burn. If you eat not kosher, you burn. And malasa. So they put the figures together. It's not worth it. The guy wants to go somewhere. He makes $100,000 ticket, this, that, that. He puts the numbers together and it works out for them. They realize what really happens in the world. They saw the real picture, they saw Ribbono Shel Olam, they saw Moshe, and they realized, yeah, this is the game. But this was called Kabbalah Satoiro Meyiro. the meal. They would love to do it. That is the price, yeah? He needs $1,000 to buy the ticket, so he works very hard. He really wants to get the ticket. Purim, they realize it's not only that the Ribbono Shel Olam has demands, he loves us. He loves us. No, they say any time. I disagree, but you know, a lot of these people that are busy with kids at risk, so there's a lot of new shittas and a lot of new people. So one of the big balashita that helps a lot of kids. So I met him once. He said he has a question from that he builds his shita. I disagree with him, but he says, well, you have a kid, he's home, he hates his parents. He hates them. He did so much for him. And the guy at the gas station that gives him beer for free, he will put his life to save that guy. Right? You know these kids at risk? What that guy gave him? 20 bars of cigarettes, a couple of time beers, and lets him to clean windows and to get $1 for a tip, yeah? And he will do for this guy, he will stab himself to get to save. So why the parents are not managing to get not shaychus? And from that he has the answer, and if he teaches the parents, they'll be like the gas station. Yeah, that is his shita. And he explained to me, I don't want to tell you that because just in case, you know, one day we need to work with you, I don't want you to know the key. But what is the pshat? The guy feels a kind of love to that guy. He's not Jewish. He's not a friend of his. But if he was there for him, I will do everything for him. The person will realize it's not only, you know, if you do good, you'll go to Gan Eden. If you do bad, you'll go to Gehenna. It's such a shame that the rules are not different. That you're allowed to leave Seder at 10:30 by night and you could go to Gan Eden. The rules are you have to leave 11:30. If you leave 10:30, you get a plastic chair. You don't get a real couch in Gan Eden. Yeah? Chabad, the rules are not like that. Chabad, the rules are not that you're allowed to leave Purim and it's not and you get Gan Eden. Yeah? You're allowed to leave 2 weeks early. Yeah, what do you do? You leave early. You know, Chabad, the rules are like that. This is the way we look at it. People will learn from me, like they have the whole day's Beirim, yeah? Chaval, the rules are like that. So what I can do, I'm staying in the end of Zman because I don't want to be Choy to Machti. Yeah, what I can do, I sit and learn the whole Seder. I don't want to be a bad boy. This is Kabbalah Sateria that Klal Yisrael survived with Moshe and Yeshua of escape. Was a switch in Klal Yisrael. Chazal say, Hodar Kiblu Abimei HaShveirish. They realize Hashem loves us. And he wants our best. He really wants our best. We cannot understand why it's our best. Not only it's worthwhile, it's our best. For example, I know not all of you will do it, but I'm just giving the example. 7 o'clock, we finish the vat. For your best is to learn from another half an hour till life. It's for your best. Not you have to do that, and if you don't do that, you could be punished. This is what Hashem really wants me to do. He loves me, and he wants me to get to a place that it's worth it for me to be. And there's no different way I can get there in a different way. Why? Because that he will give me if not, and he will give me if yes, and if he's nice, he will give me under the table some. Hashem just loves us so much and he gave us the rules because he wants us to get it. Father has a son. He wants his son to be successful. The only dream of parents is that the kids will be successful. More from everything else. He will do everything. If it costs us to hit the kid, he will hit the kid. If it costs us to pay the rabbi money, he will pay the rabbi money. If it costs us to take the kid for a trip, he will do that. Because he wants the best of the kid. He knows for the kid to be a good kid in school, that is in the end of the day worth it. The kid doesn't understand it. We're standing before Purim. Now, we have to understand. It's a happy day that is coming with a lot of excitement, with a lot of alcohol, maybe. A very nice day. But there's a purpose for the day to get somewhere. If you're very happy and you have a very successful Purim, your mom is sang, you're in a good group with a good car, you managed to pass your Purim very good, you're a failure. It's like a guy managing Shabbos to have three good sukkahs. But he didn't have Shabbos, he had three meals. I'm going out to the vine, avoid the Shabbos. It's a whole avoid to get somewhere in Shabbos. I'll give you the example that will speak to you more. Shabbos, you're not so sure if I'm right, yeah? A guy managed to fast very shtak in Yom Kippur. Yeah. Kind of exercise, you breathe 20 times. Every hour, your mamash don't feel the fast. He didn't manage to cry, even in the Saturday. No, see, mamash, he's out, yeah? He feels good? You feel good? Not even one tear. Not even a voice of a tear crying, you know, sometimes crying. Like even pretending of crying, you couldn't get to, yeah? No motions, nothing, no singing, dancing, going, but mamash, you fast, mamash, you feel like a regular day. Nebach, yeah? This is, in Purim, is being happy is like fasting. That is a fact, you have to be happy, you have to be high in Purim. You managed to fast, but you didn't get Purim. Chazal say, Yoim Haki Purim Ke Purim. There's a bigger avodah. Like everyone before Yom Kippur tries to know what I could do to get Yom Kippur. What I could do to get Purim. So I want to speak practical. There's one thing, like we spoke about, to sit on it, we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, that we believe all of these surim, everything is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know. So the person falls on the floor, he doesn't hit the floor, he knows the floor is not his fault. Someone does something bad to you, you know, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is one thing. The Kabbal Ba'ava. That is not Chelek of the Avodah. But you really sit and think about it. That's what the person, the slush that counts for the mitzvahs, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yisurim that a person has, count. Echad Betzal, Yisum Mer Sheloi Betzal. That is the first thing. The second chelik that he puts together is to realize that Hashem loves us. And we're so lucky that He loves us. Shelo yosonu ke goya yoharotzois. Velo yosomonu ke mishpecho yiso adomo. Shelo yosom chelkeinu kohem begoroleinu ke chol amoinu. שהם משתחווים לאהב הדבורים ומספללים אלה ישיע ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים. We're so lucky. Only thing I will not be born here. And I will not have this closeness. If I was born and I would be a giraffe. I'm born a Yid. Hashem loves me. I could be a part of the Bria. I'm so lucky. And a person tries to take these two things and being happy with them. I said last time, they said over in the Sforim that Haman, when he came over to Mordechai, he told him that the king said, Kocha Yosel, Isha Shamelech. Chazal said, when he came to talk to Mordechai, Mordechai was davening. So Haman waited until Mordechai finished the davening. Why? Fuck up. The king said he have to come now. Why wait until Mordechai is davening? The Litvishim Mahalach is, Haman didn't want to do it. Every excuse that he could, he found. And now he's davening. He said, I told the king, Mordechai was davening. He was trying to push it off the latest that he could. But Chassidus Sforim state, he knew that Mordechai is davening. If he would stop Mordechai, he would tell him, listen, the king said we have to go on the horse. Mordechai would go on the horse, and then he would go to daven. After the horse, he knew that Mordechai would be besimcha. A tefillah of Mordechai b'simcha could break the whole matzah. Let Mordechai go down when he said. He was scared from the tefillah of Mordechai when Mordechai b'simcha. The day of Purim is a day that Klal Yisrael b'simcha. When you're in that atmosphere of simcha, you take your machshavas and you try to nail in your head these machshavas. It's an ahava without a hesber. I know that Hashem loves me. I know that He cares for me. A mother tells the kid, run away, it's dangerous. The kid runs, he doesn't make it, it's dangerous, it's not dangerous. His parents tell him it's dangerous, he runs away. It's a sakana, he doesn't know why, but he runs away. Hashem tells you, run away. Stick to the good. And you manage to connect yourself that you believe that everything is from Hashem, is no bad in the world at all. And everything what Hashem does for us is good. And we believe it 100%. And we're happy. And mainly we will, I want to serve Him. So like in Yom Kippur, you sit with these machshavas and you say, I have to. I realize I have to. I will change. I realize I have to. I will change. And Purim is, I'm happy that I could do it. I'm happy that I believe it. That I'm believing in it. I will change. It's called Kabbalah Me'av. The Simcha Alein at Purim is a Simcha Mitzad Atzmo. Shuzam and Erev Achsel is a halacha. I'm not allowed to get married in Chalamoed, in Yontef, in Me'av, in Simcha, the Simcha. But you're allowed to get married in Purim. In Shabbos was in Shabbos. Shabbos was Purim Meshulish. I'm sure Mizal. You can get married Friday. So one of you spoke about why is Ein Ma'alvim Simcha B'Simcha? And he said because the Simcha of Purim Yotef is Magilu V'Nismecha Boch. Sukkot you have to be happy in Sukkot. The Nesuim is Mevatel the Simcha. And Purim you're happy with the Hamantash. You're happy with the masks. You're happy with the noise, with the dancing, with the chorus. Doesn't make a difference. So man is not a steal that in a suit. You have it with a wife, that's also a good report. But it's not a steal to what we say. This is the answer. You take a day that it's high, and you realize in that day that Hashem, Megillah doesn't have a shame Hashem. Why it's called Esther, Meloshen Hester. Hashem is there behind the scenes the whole time. He's with me. Even if I don't realize it. Remember last time that I spoke, I think it was 4 weeks ago. So I was telling a story that my daughter, she had a job. She would work in her house. These American jobs. I thought it was very bad for her, you know, the whole day in the house. But, you know, she was getting a lot of money, so she was doing it. Then one day she called me, they decided to throw away from the job. The lady that's in charge of her just didn't like her. The boss, everyone loved her, but they didn't like her. She was so upset. I said, I'm telling you, Hashem loves you. I know it's terrible for you to be in the house. You'll never leave it. So she left. And she got a job in another place. Right? Hashem loved me. She was there for half a year. She, you know, she became even better. And again, they threw her away. She got very upset. I said, no, now they want to, then you left the house, you didn't know nothing. No, because you left, I'm telling you, tomorrow they'll find you a better job. Today she got into like the most hush of the company. So you're right, I see Mama Shakush Bohu is moving. She was there, but it was a temporary job. But hush, very hush of a name. And I said it in the Shmuzak, I was like, it's Mama Shmuzak to see the Ashkoche. I came home, my daughter called me, they told me I have to leave. So what happened? My whole shmuz fell apart, yeah? And like for 2 weeks she was home, she was like very upset. And I told her, I can both take care of you, you don't have to be scared. And it was like good for her to be home for 2 weeks. And then she called me that she found there was a job somewhere. If I could, maybe if I know the person, it's a huge company. So I got it, the owner is close to me. Yeah? So, but they didn't know that she applied. So I said, I'll just send her a message to check what happened. Yeah? She's running the company now. Now she's in the right place. Where she really deserved to be. She never learned these things. She left the house, she was trained. But, you know, she didn't have no name. She was in the Choshev company, so she had a good name. So now this huge company. And they're paying her out double from that most Choshev company. And everyone is machshev her, you know. She's my daughter, so she's a ganze mandama there. That's not even a yeshivish company, it's not a shabbat, yeah? Well, I'm trying to explain it. So, my daughter tells me the whole time, the question is, when you talk to me, you say Rebbein Shleilu. When something bad happens to you, you also see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving you. But the etzem, that little story, for me, gives me a lot of chizik. My mother saw, like, I don't know, we have to get out of the house. We try, she's not leaving. She would wake up in the house, she would sit the whole day. She went, she was trained, she had a festive job. But it was a temporary job, it's not drawn out because, no, it's like she never learned this stuff. And then when she left the other place 2 weeks, she was calling people, mamish, all different offices, everyone said no. Why would I say no? No one understands that I need help. She told me, you can't get me nowhere. All these places that she applied, are small little companies, yeah? $2 million company, $3 million company, not real companies, yeah? Then she punked, I don't even know someone who introduced her to this company. And they heard that they were looking for someone. You gotta come, and she came. So what I want to tell you, it shows you Hashgacha a little bit. This is Megillas Esther for all of us. It's my daughter, and I'm very close to the story. Mamas looks like Hashem. In a way, it gives you even more Hashgacha than the Megillas Esther gives you. It's wrong. But this is what Hashem wants us to come out of her. Hashem wants us to come. The way I'm coming out when I see my daughter's story. I come out, I see the Hashgacha. I just see it. Purim was for everyone. Every Klal Yisrael saw it also. Right, we're far away from the story. It's really, you know, an old story. So it doesn't speak to us enough. But that is the way that a person has to feel. And if he gets to the Simcha, and you manage in Purim to get to that feel. Now, a couple little tips. Like I said last time. The first thing is, Tzayra leads Tzayra. The Metzia says all of these chizukim, when a guy is not sitting and learning, it's nothing. You have these Shabbatot, you go together and you sing like very shtar, yeah? And nothing comes out of it. Why? Chizuk without Torah doesn't catch. It's like a sticking a paper in a wet wall. So what do Yitzhak does? The first thing, he takes these 2 weeks and kills them. Every day he takes more guys out of his marriage. I'm not into it. Comes Purim, the ganze chizuk doesn't know where to catch. The first thing I have to bother. If you want to enjoy, don't learn so much in Purim, but learn now, 12 hours every day, to Purim. You know what Purim you will have? Mishnah Ma. Number one. Number two, not to be tired in Purim. If you're tired, first you can't listen to Megillah properly, you miss words, Baruch Menusa. You're tired, you're drinking, you lose the whole mitzvah. If you come, not tired, you eat like a man, and you dance and you sing, you have the koyach to avodas Hashem. So the same thing in Kippur. The night that I sleep, the most is learning in Kippur. I know the old days, my grandparents, stand in the shul the whole night, say to Hillel, say, I'm not drinking. But if you're tired in the morning, you just can't down. So I'm saying, first, be from Torah. Try even in Purim to have a little bit of Torah. Don't be tired. Be physically balanced. When you get, and I'm telling you, it sounds like little things, but these are keys to have a good Purim. It's a whole, if he doesn't manage to make you not to learn and not to have achone, he will make you to be all tired, all not ready, trying to rush from one place to get the student to the other place, 2 hours on a bus, and you hope for you drag, and you can't finish. Make yourself ready. Ready to avoid that fully. Full excited. Be'ez Hashem, you'll have the Siyata.